And there's a muskrat, and he grows about size. Some of them gets near big as a squirrel, what they call the cat squirrel. These little small, you know, gray squirrel, that's called a cat squirrel. And the fox squirrel, he's real gray, and he about that long. Well, he about twice long as the cat squirrel, and three times as big. We got some fox squirrels in here, plenty of them in here. Oh, plenty of them in here would weigh, fox squirrel would weigh right around about 8 or 9 pounds. That's big.
Really that big?
Yeah.
What if they're just, is there any, what do you call them? They're a lot smaller than squirrels.
Not smaller than squirrels. Well, we call it muskrat, and they call it weasel.
Mm-hmm.
You see now, a heap of folks would see them out, you know, you kind of imitate a squirrel, and then you call it, well, you know, in reading in the book, we call them, you know, with some, he's a squirrel, but they call him a ground squirrel. He got a stripe fit him down his back. He's small and red, and I know it's in reading in different books, they call his name a chipmunk or something else like that, mm-hmm. you know.
But you usually call it a ground squirrel?
You usually call it a ground squirrel. Now, he dens in the ground, but he climbs the trees like any other squirrel, and he eat the same thing other squirrels eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed these late years, I've seen some of them make a nest, you know. If he don't make one, he takes over what, you know, here's another squirrel, they call a flying squirrel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen one.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah, well, I've seen them. This country full of them. Flying squirrels, he'd get up like in the top of this tree, and he'd go out, he'd fly on out, or he'd get up in a high enough tree, and he'll make a jump, and he'll sail and fly, like when he's down yonder hitting one of them big pines yonder. He'll fly on down there. But he can't get up off the ground and fly. He got to get up in the soul, such a distance up in the air, and hit, you know, out there to do his flying. He can't get like a bird, get up off the ground and fly at all. He got to be a certain distance up in there for the fly.
What do you call the small animal that's black and has a white stripe on its back and smells bad?
Well, that's a polecat.
What do you call an animal about this big that hops along the ground, and some live on land and some live in the water, and they're green sometimes?
Animals, he hops along on the land.
If it's on land, what name do you give it?
I guess you're speaking about a bullfrog, mm-hmm. something like that. It's a bullfrog.
He
lives in the water, but he'll get out on the land and make long, just four legs and hop and walk. He walk around and do his feeding mostly out on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing he eats around a lake of water, you know, that's a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. What if it's smaller than a bullfrog and it makes chirping noises? Is there another name for that?
Yeah, here's another name. He's a tree frog, and he makes a terrible noise, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives up in there. There's another swamp frog that he lives in water all the time, and he hollers and makes a do about like a cricket, you know, a nightshade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all if I know the name as we call it, you know, that's a swamp frog, you know, or some of the kind. Now, they tell me, like, out when it rains, whenever it rains, like 3 or 4 weeks off the lawn, for the water to puddle up beside the road, and they be in ditches. Some of them frogs, there's a little old frog, he just automatic, you can hear him hollering in 300 or 400 yards. He just automatic accumulate in that water, long in that water stand.
Mm-hmm.
And he a little bitty thing. And he ain't no size, he's much bigger than my long or well. He get to be a big one, get bigger than my thumb. But mostly he don't be no bigger than my little finger.